Well, we continue our tour of visiting some of the area high schools to check out football and volleyball teams, and I'm over here in Hershey today to talk to a couple of football players, and Coach Steer will join us here in a little bit, but I've got JT Lantis with me. He's one of the captains on the Panthers this year, a senior playing wide receiver on offense and safety on defense. JT, second year over here under Coach Steer, his second year too, and a lot of returners, so I'm guessing expectations are much higher than they were going into last season.
Yes, sir. Our expectations are through the roof for this season. We got a ton of returners from last year. We've been getting bigger, faster, stronger. Been grinding all summer, all off season, and yeah, we're ready to make a big move this year.
Yeah. Do you feel with almost everyone coming back, then you didn't have to review things as much, and that you're acclimated to Coach Steer's system now? So you feel like you're just light years ahead going into the season compared to last fall?
Yes, sir. So this year after weights, we had a little bit of football. We've just been installing a little bit after weights. Obviously, we're all familiar with it, with the offense from last year. So just been able to figure that out and just make our own moves on that rather than have to relearn everything like we did last year has made a huge difference.
Okay. Your running ball club, from the stats I saw last year, you hang your hat on the run game. You're a wide receiver, so I'm guessing you're doing a lot of blocking.
Yes, sir. We run the ball a lot, but when we do pass it, it's usually for a big play. So, I mean, I don't mind blocking as long as all my buddies are getting a lot of gains for rushing yards for sure.
Yeah. You don't complain as long as you get a couple of balls thrown your way per game?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Do you think the offense, again, is going to be kind of grinded out and ball control and just try to capitalize more, get the ball in the end zone more?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, there's no secret. We're going to run the ball. We got a lot of guys that are going to be getting the ball a lot, going to try and eat up some clock, just put the ball in the end zone for sure.
Okay. And defense, your safety, the back end, you know, the guy that hopefully won't be pressed into action as far as guys running away from the rest of the guys. You got confidence in those guys ahead of you and the backers and the guys up front, they're going to gobble up most of the tackles?
Oh, yeah, I got a ton of confidence. Our line is huge this year. We got some big dudes. Got some good guys at backer. We got Rhodey here. He's a stud. I got a lot of confidence up front. Just my responsibility, just take pass, it's all me, so I should have the pass covered, but everything else I'm not too worried about.
Yeah, so you know, with the higher expectations, and I'm sure you guys have talked about that, but you still have to play them one at a time. But are you kind of viewing this season as a chance, at least of your losses last year, as you approach them to have a chance to show them you're a much better club than you were last fall, and a chance to get it in the W column?
Oh, yeah, we're extremely confident. We had a couple close games last year that we know we should have won, looking back. But, yeah, we're extremely confident to avenge those losses, change those losses into wins for sure. But, yeah, we're extremely confident.
All right. Just talk about the camaraderie among your teammates. Do you sense that with all the off-season work that you really got a good thing going and good vibes for all of you, and along with a lot of confidence developed from all your weight room and camp activity in the off season?
Oh, yeah, we're definitely a super tight knit group of guys. Our leadership for our seniors is huge. We have a name for us. We just call each other the Brotherhood. So we're extremely close, and just we're ready to get going for sure.
Okay. Yeah. That bodes well. Looking for good things out of Hershey football this fall. JT Lantis, our first player guest. JT, thanks for your time. Best of luck to you, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, another player guest for us heading into the Hershey football season, Rhodey Hill. When you said your name first, I thought it was Brody, but you're Rhodey, and I have not met a Rhodey before. I've met people's last names are Rhodey, not first names, so you're unique right off the bat. You're a senior. Athlete is kind of how you refer to yourself, your role on offense. And linebacker on defense, switched over between freshman and sophomore years. So are you looking to take off this year and put Hershey football back on the map and get respect?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we've just been putting in so much work in the offseason, and our coaching staff, I'm just so confident. Like, we talked about it earlier. We only lost two, maybe three significant guys. So we're all returning. We have a really strong, experienced senior class, as well as junior class. I mean, we're just super strong all across the field. All 11 guys know what they're doing. Yes.
And you got to have, you know, you didn't get blown out that much last fall. I was looking at the scores. You hung in most of your losses pretty well there. You got to feel like you made progress last year, and do you feel like that's pretty much carried over into this year? And then knowing with what you have back that you're a lot more confident in second year under coach and knowing what he and the other coaches expect out of you?
Yeah, we were just so green last year. We didn't have but a month to install a whole new offense to 25 plus guys. So we're extremely confident, miles ahead of what we were last year. And I think you can kind of go look at those games that we lost. They're moral victories for us for sure, but we're just so much farther than we were a couple years ago. There's just little things here and there that we've definitely picked up, the loose ends that are going to win us those football games.
Yeah. I'm sure you'd like to get the ball in the end zone, score more points, and I'm sure you've all your practice is kind of building up to that. Talk about your role on offense, and with a lot of guys returning, how you're going to be able to do that this fall.
Yeah, we got Cole Murdoch at quarterback, and I got so much trust in him. He's a second-year quarterback. He started last year. He knows what he's doing. He's got his reads down. We got Landon Kennicott at our B back. He's a stud. He runs hard. You got me and a couple other guys in at the A back position that, you know, we've just been putting in so much work in the offseason that I got no doubt we're going to get the ball in the end zone. If it's me, if it's Landon, if it's Cole, if we start throwing the ball, like, we can be anything. We're all over the field, and I got no doubt that we're going to get the ball in the end zone. So,
you know, athlete, you think of them, you know, sometimes you'll be in the backfield directly behind the quarterback in the formation, more offset, sometimes split out in the slot sometimes. Is that kind of the way you look at yourself?
Yeah, we have way more depth this year. So I played a little bit in the backfield last year, but we're going to have depth in that position. So as far as being behind the quarterback, I probably won't see much of that. But as far as being split out, we do have a couple packages that, you know, I'll be out there. There's just so many different ways we can get our guys the ball. So that's pretty much where that comes from.
Defense, too, with most of the guys returning, I'm sure you expect that to be much better, just understanding the system, because when you don't have to think so much, it's just kind of read and react, isn't it?
Yeah, as long as you know your role and just with the group of guys that we had. JT just touched on it. We're super tight, super close group. So I know my buddy right next to me is going to have his assignment. I'm going to have mine, and that's all we need. If we're all 11 guys are doing their job, we're just going to be, lock up, you know.
Do you kind of look at this fall as a chance to get back those teams that spilled you last year and show them that, hey, I mean, if you think Hershey's going to be 2-7 this year, you got another thing coming?
Yeah, I got a couple in mind for sure. I mean, we're going into every game the same, but couple ones that hit kind of close for me that I know that we should have definitely won the football game. So, yeah, we got a couple of those. I just don't think they're ready for the 2025 Hershey Panthers.
All right. And what's the best thing about playing for Coach Steer and the other coaches out there?
I think specifically Coach Steer, just the culture that he's brought to the whole school. I mean, the stuff that we do for our team camps and stuff, it's just really – it builds us for the future outside of football, just being a better man. And I think all 36 of us would say the same thing, so –
High praise for the guy that's over there, and I'm going to talk to him next. Rody, thanks so much for your time. I sense good things coming from Hershey this fall. I'll be here for the Alliance game, but certainly looking for good things on reporting the scores in between. Good luck to you guys. Hope you accomplish all your goals, okay?
Thank you.
All right, now joining us is head coach of the Hershey Panthers, Chris Steer. Second year, do you feel much more comfortable this year? Obviously, you know, you're a teacher as well, so I know that's part of it, but you got to feel a lot more like you're a part of this place, and you were able to do that first building block and change of culture last year, and so just talk about that and how the second year has been smoother than last year.
you know, last year my family got moved here from South Dakota in July, and it was a whirlwind. So having a year under my belt, having a year in the school, having a year with the kids in athletic performance class, getting them stronger, all those things, it feels like we are miles ahead of where we were this time last year.
Yeah. Boy, that'd be tough, too, and to get acclimated. What drew you in the first place to Hershey?
If I'm being honest, Jordan Cudney, he's our principal. Okay. I've known him for a really long time. He used to be a football coach, and, you know, he called me one day and said, "What do you think about coming to Hershey and being our football coach?" So the rest is history, as they say.
Okay. Thought it over and said, "I think I'll try it out," and it's worked out. You didn't get the results one loss wise last year, but I imagine you saw a lot of great things and progress during the fall. And with most of all those guys returning, you have to be beyond excitement of the possibilities for a good season this fall.
Absolutely, I think the excitement, I think in the whole community is as high as it could be for football season this year. I mean, we've got almost double the kids out. We've got double the coaches on our staff as we had last year. I mean, it's been a snowball effect of excitement, and I'm kind of right there with everybody.
It's going to be exciting. Talk about some of your guys. You know, I talked to JT and Rhodey. Those are going to be two of your pillars. But you have 18 letter winners, 12 seniors. You got just a lot of players that got a lot of playing time for you last year.
I mean, it's hard to just talk about a couple guys, right? With that many guys coming back, the senior class has been unbelievable with their leadership and their ownership of this team. You know, we've got four captains, Rhodey, JT, and then also Jaden Parker. He's a lineman, does a great job leading those guys up front. And then Cole Murdoch, our returning starting quarterback. Just the way he is a true field general and runs the offense and checks in and out of things and takes control when we have the ball is, I mean, that's what every coach wants to have at their quarterback, right? But we've got, like I said, all those seniors have done an awesome job of just leading and taking ownership, and I've been able to kind of step back and put the leadership more in their lap than in mine, and that's what high school football is all about.
Yeah, I mean, you're the head coach, but really, if you've got a group, and it sounds like you do, that takes that leadership role and manages, and they pretty much keep the other players in line. That lessens the headaches for sure, but those are the best led teams, aren't they? They're really senior led.
Absolutely. You know, that's culture has to happen. It has to come from the senior leaders, because if I'm trying to force the culture, then it's just a coach barking orders, right? Like,
right.
And when the seniors own it and the seniors take control of that culture, then that's when, you know, magic happens.
Sure. I'm sure the run game is, again going to be the staple for Hershey. You got a quarterback, though, with a year starting experience under his belt. Do you feel better prepared if teams gang up to stop the run and slow you down there, that maybe you can break through and come up with some big plays in the passing game?
You know, we might throw a couple pass plays out there, but honestly, that's not what we're looking to do. We're gonna run the ball. If it's third and long, we'll probably run the ball.
No kidding.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. That's what we do.
Okay. So the pass is just kind of a thing you do once in a while, maybe just to throw a bone to the receivers and let the quarterback exercise his arm a little, huh?
Basically, we tell the wide receivers if we're throwing the ball, like, here's your chance to get a big play. So. When we do throw, we expect a really big play. Otherwise, those guys got to earn that opportunity by blocking their butts off out on the perimeter.
Sure. And your graduation losses were in the line. Do you feel like guys have stepped up, and you got quality crew again up there that's going to enable you to plow through opponents.
Yeah, I feel great about us up front. You know, we're basically 240 across the board, guys that can move, like guys that have put in the work in the weight room and are moving weight around in the weight room. Like it feels like it's all just coming together at the right time.
Okay. Talk about your defense a little bit. Who are the guys that are standing out heading into the season for you?
You know, Rhody Hill, he's a guy that's getting quite a bit of college looks at linebacker right now. So I think as a staff and the kids, kind of they all look to him as a defensive leader. Michael Salinas will be big for us as a defensive lineman. He's just a difference maker up front. And we've got a lot of guys that are just a lot stronger and thicker than they were last year, and that's going to help us defensively all over the place.
Okay. I know everyone's excited around here to get it started on Friday. You got Gibbon coming to town, and then two long road trips for you. But you want to, I mean, everything just you just pour everything into Gibbon there and preparing for them, because you know how important it is to kind of, you know, kind of get that that validation for all your hard work. And if you can start with a W, then that's going to set the table for you.
Yeah, for sure. You know, that's one of those games that we're not shy about talking about, that we shouldn't have lost that game last year. That was, you know, these guys' first game with this offense, with the defense, with this coaching staff. And we just made some mistakes that we're not going to be okay with making anymore. Those, you know, we feel like that we got those corrected, and that's definitely one of those losses that I think everybody's looking to avenge from last season.
And you got some tough road trips: Wood River, Grand Island, CC, and then you go to Valentine, Gordon, Rushville, and Mitchell later on. But it is kind of the key, obviously, staying healthy and not losing too many key guys. But beyond that, it's just maintaining a good attitude. You know, there'll be adversity that comes along and seeks to take you down, but just keeping a good attitude and rebounding from that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously in C2 football, depth is an issue for every football team out there, so staying healthy is huge. But our guys, you know, we talk about, you know, how we respond to things and what our attitude is. We talk about attitude a lot, and, you know, we're going to hit adversity, and it's how we respond to that. That's going to determine the outcome.
Coach, looking forward to the season and bounce back from Hershey. We'll be here for the Alliance game on the 19th of September. How about 3-0 going into that game? Does that sound good?
That sounds great. Let's do it.
All right. Best of luck.
I appreciate it.